The continuous cultural genocide by mining companies through the destruction of heritage sites is an issue that is plaguing the nation. And with little to no reform, First Nations leaders are fearful of further damage to their traditional lands. Within the past year, there have been multiple instances of land destruction and degradation by mining companies, including Rio Tinto and BHP, which has led to significant outrage and concerns about mining practices. Despite calls for reform, there has been little to no government change, with minimal recognition of the magnitude of the issue. David Johnson is president of the Indigenous Archaeology Association and works towards conserving Australia's Aboriginal heritage. David spoke to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.
We have a state in our country that's maverick in relation to its heritage legislation and its disdain for Indigenous peoples and heritage because of the want of money in the mining boom and greed that has always been WA. Wanton destruction of Aboriginal heritage and values in WA, with the Juukan Gorge destruction last year, blowing up a 46,000-year-old site. What an international disgrace. It's levelling on genocide. The Commonwealth is aiding and abetting this by the dumbing down of the legislation, having no provisions for restitution or taking action against those maverick stakes who are carrying out human genocide in this country. WA has been leading the way for a long time, but it's not new. It's not an accidental occasion. It is a deliberate and has been a wanton dumbing down of our national and our state's heritage legislation over the last, since the EPBC Act has been in, to allow this boom to happen. I would love to see a Royal Commission going back into the history of how this dumbing down and this destruction has happened. If we have Australian Heritage Council and an EPBC Act that has allowed for this to happen, we should have it abolished. And to carry out state of environment reports that justify and don't mention the realities of what's happening is another disgrace.
So what kind of damage has been inflicted on these lands, both physically and culturally, by mining companies over the years?
I'm not against mining. We need to do it. But we need to have a government that regulations that protect those important sites. This is not new. These identification of heritage values has been around since what we adopted the Borough Charter, Codes of Ethics, the Ask First Guidelines, which I helped write in 2002, whatever it was, the Commonwealth. We've had all these put in place. Since the EPBC Act was put in by Howard, it took away all those world professional standards of identifying, recording and having a nation as a Commonwealth government overseeing and looking after the minimum international standards of heritage management, identification and protection, including prosecution for those wantonly destroying places of heritage value. We need an overhaul where basically money is king and Indigenous people are just to be slaughtered and the heritage. And that's why the government's not talking about the values of these sites to the public. You know, show respect to our peoples, our heritage, because it belongs to all of us, as I argue.
Is there a way that these practices, particularly the mining companies, can respect the lands they're mining on, or do you believe that it's an inherently destructive practice?
There is scope, but we're now, as is the world, on extreme poles ends. How do you get a kid with the biggest lollipop and a free rein to come down to have a smaller one and respect other people? What? That's what we're at here, and particularly when he's standing on the skull of an Aboriginal person and they're kind of happy doing that, and the government's allowed that to happen. Maybe we need some new leadership. We're ready, Indigenous Australians ready to negotiate and to have a, you know, we can't protect everything, but we're, at the moment we're getting our best and oldest, and we're not even players in the room discussing this.
So what is the EPBC Act and how does it impact the mining on traditional lands?
Well, basically it's up to the states to how they operate. The EPBC Act under the Australian Heritage Council has just got a little site. The Commonwealth says, okay, we just need to look after this little top 10 of all sites and we'll let the states look after the rest. Howard was very clever when he did that. We need to have Indigenous voices in this. You can't develop, like in New South Wales, a heritage legislation for Indigenous heritage, have two Aboriginal people and then have the Farmers Federation, the Minerals Council and everyone else wants to make a buck being the professors and what best heritage legislation management procedures or policies should be put in place. You're going to lose from the start, and that is what is happening. We need change, we need reform, and we need to do it for all Australians. Stop the greed, stop the misogyny, and let's do some truth-telling.
And so with the Rio Tinto disaster occurring last year and an additional incident of land destruction by BHP happening only last month, how do these mining companies keep getting away with these inexcusable actions?
Because they can, because they've been given a golden brick road by the Commonwealth government to allow the dumbing down the legislations over decades to do this, get a slap on the wrist, no penalties. No one even asking the Heritage Council, please explain. There's no independent voices, black voices. And I say to all Indigenous Australians, all Australians, we can't have those complicit in the destruction of our sites over decades, dumbing down the heritage legislation.
What are the solutions that the traditional people of these lands are looking for in the future regarding mining and the destruction of their heritage lands?
Communities will have their own process. There is room for mining and Indigenous values to happen. We just don't need a South African model of an apartheid system, which is really what's happening here. And it's a disgrace to this nation that our government has, since the EPBC Act, allowed states to run amok and destroy our site. So how do we change it? Well, you know, take the big fat lollipop out of that sport kid, get his foot off the Aboriginal head, and stop digging our graves and stop destroying our heritage. It's pretty simple.
David Johnston, President of the Indigenous Archaeology Association, speaking to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.